Picture a 9-year-old child standing on a scale. Now imagine that same child holding a bag containing their exact weight, not in toys or books, but in pure sugar. That's precisely how much added sugar the average American child consumes each year, 78 pounds. This isn't a cautionary tale from a dystopian future. It's happening right now in homes across the country. When Jennifer Garner and Jessica Alba began speaking out about children's sugar consumption, they weren't jumping on a trendy bandwagon. They were responding to a genuine health crisis that has tripled childhood obesity rates and transformed type 2 diabetes from an adult-onset disease into a pediatric epidemic. Sugar addiction isn't a metaphor or an exaggeration. Brain imaging reveals that sugar triggers the same neural pathways as cocaine and heroin. Yet we serve it to our children 3 times a day, then wonder why they can't sit still, focus in school, or stop begging for more. When your child devours sugary cereal, blood glucose spikes, triggering an insulin flood that crashes blood sugar below normal. The body responds with stress hormones like adrenaline, the same chemicals that prepare us to flee danger. Your child becomes irritable, anxious, and craves more sugar within an hour. This isn't poor parenting, it's biochemistry hijacking behavior. The developing prefrontal cortex lacks impulse control to resist these physiological demands. Food manufacturers engineer hyper-palatable products, precisely calibrated combinations of sugar, fat, and salt that override natural satiety signals. The consequences extend beyond temporary hyperactivity. High sugar diets cut bone density, reduce acne healing by half, compromise immune function, and decrease cognitive performance. For teenagers worried about their complexion or athletes hoping to improve performance, these aren't abstract future concerns, they're immediate impacts on things they care about today. Removing sugar without preparation invites rebellion. Children who voluntarily participate in reducing sugar maintain these habits. Those who feel controlled rebel once supervision ends. Tailor your approach to developmental stage. 2-year-olds need no explanation, simply dilute their juice. Preschoolers respond to simple narratives about growing big and strong. Elementary students need personal relevance. How does sugar affect their soccer performance or spelling recall? Tweens and teens require detailed health information alongside meaningful incentives. Thoughtfully designed reward systems create positive associations. Younger children thrive on sticker charts, while older children benefit from accumulating points towards self-chosen prizes, extra screen time, special outings, or desired purchases. When parents disagree about nutrition, children receive mixed messages that sabotage progress. If your partner undermines healthy eating efforts, approach with curiosity rather than accusation. Often, parents who sneak treats are acting from unresolved food issues or childhood deprivation. Honest conversations about food history and showing concrete numbers, like 10 5-pound bags of sugar consumed yearly through chocolate milk alone, can help align your approaches. Children consume 7 to 12 teaspoons of sugar daily from drinks alone, 56 cups yearly. These liquid calories are particularly dangerous because our bodies don't compensate by eating less, creating high-calorie malnutrition. Liquid sugar enters the bloodstream rapidly, spiking blood glucose and triggering crashes that fuel more cravings. A single chocolate milk at lunch, sports drink after practice, and soda at dinner deliver more sugar than several candy bars, yet feel like just drinks. Start by tracking what your child drinks for several days. Next, tackle one category at a time. For juice, switch to 100% varieties, then dilute gradually. Reduce consumption by 1/4 cup daily for younger children and 1/2 cup for older ones. Sports drinks deserve scrutiny. Unless your child engages in prolonged, intense exercise in hot weather, water works perfectly. Expect withdrawal symptoms, moodiness, anxiety, headaches, and intense cravings. Support your child with balanced meals, adequate hydration, sufficient sleep, and daily exercise. These symptoms confirm you're breaking genuine addiction. They typically subside within days to 2 weeks. Many breakfast staples are sugar bombs in disguise. A Pop-Tart contains 412 teaspoons of sugar. Camp'n Crunch has 3 teaspoons, and flavored instant oatmeals pack 4 teaspoons. These create blood sugar spikes followed by crashes that trigger cravings, irritability, and poor concentration right when school begins. Consider 2 children. Ben eats eggs, whole grain toast, and fruit, 1 teaspoon sugar. John has juice and a toaster pastry, 4 teaspoons. Ben's fiber and protein provide steady energy until lunch. John crashes within an hour, facing hunger and distraction. The 4-week transformation minimizes resistance. Week 1 adds healthy proteins, eggs, turkey sausage, nuts, cheese, or nitrite-free meats. Week 2 incorporates fresh fruit. Weeks 3 and 4 transition to whole grains with 4 grams sugar or less per serving. Whole grains contain germ, bran, and endosperm, releasing sugar slowly. Processed grains spike blood sugar like pure sugar. Shopping rule: 4 grams equals 1 teaspoon. Grain items should have 4 grams sugar maximum. First ingredient should be whole grain. Quick options include whole grain sandwiches with nut butter, fruit cheese wraps, or yogurt with whole grain cereal. With more time, prepare eggs with toast or make ahead frittatas reheated throughout the week. Children consume 40% of their calories from added sugar and solid fats, with daily snack calories doubling from 244 in the 1970s to 496 today, enough to gain 26 pounds annually. The solution isn't eliminating snacks, but transforming them into nutritious fuel. A healthy snack combines fruit, whole grain, or vegetable with protein, slowing digestion for steady energy rather than spike and crash patterns. Try whole grain chips with salsa and cheese, hummus and pita, Greek yogurt with fruit, or homemade trail mix. Grain-based desserts have become the top calorie source in children's diets. Separate dessert from dinner. When dessert immediately follows meals, children save room, eating less nutritious food. Serve dessert only when children get hungry an hour after meals, ensuring they eat dinner for actual hunger. Systematically reduce unhealthy desserts to 1 anything-goes treat weekly plus 6 healthier alternatives. Create desserts starting with nutritious ingredients, fruit, dairy, or whole grains, rather than sugar. Try baked fruit, homemade cobblers with minimal sugar, fruit parfaits, or yogurt with crunchy toppings. Hidden sugars pervade processed foods. While natural sugars in fruits and dairy provide nutrients, added sugars bring unhealthy fats, salt, and artificial ingredients. Ketchup contains 4 grams sugar per tablespoon. Many children's yogurts pack 8 teaspoons per serving. Master food label reading. Avoid products with sugar in the first 3 ingredients, choose grains with whole listed first, and beware low-fat products compensating with added sugar. Turn shopping into education. These skills last a lifetime. Life brings challenges. Birthday parties, holidays, vacations. Rather than rigid restrictions breeding resentment, teach mindful navigation. Help children understand occasional indulgences differ from daily habits, and healthy patterns can resume afterward. These skills extend beyond sugar reduction. Children learn to read labels, make informed choices, understand food's body effects, and distinguish marketing from reality. Most importantly, they develop a healthier relationship with food, breaking the addiction cycle and regaining natural hunger signals. In a world where manufacturers engineer products to override satiety signals, teaching children to reclaim their food relationship is an act of love. You're giving them freedom from cravings, the ability to choose what nourishes them, and a foundation for lifelong health, a gift serving them well into adulthood.